time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Well, good for now.
Yeah.
But then I looked at that forecast.
It's looking a lot different than yesterday, that's for sure.
Yeah, what are you doing to us?
I don't know. I didn't do it, but...
Well, you read it, so we're going to blame you. It didn't look all that good. I see a lot of stuff in heavy, bold lettering, and when we do that on a forecast here, that's usually not a good thing.
No. We've got winter weather advisories, wind advisory, and winter storm warnings. So depending on where you're at, it sounds like further north, the more precipitation you're going to get. But here in our area, we'll still see anywhere from 1 to 2 inches here in Cass County, and then some windy conditions later today.
Yeah, on a written forecast that we have here in front of us in the studio, it's pretty rare that we put in big, bold letters, sunny and 75. Although maybe we should. So beware of the conditions out there today. It sounds like things are going to deteriorate as the day goes along here today. It won't last terribly long, might be a day or so, but then by the weekend we're talking about temps back, what, up into the 40s again?
Yeah, yep.
Okay, so just a brief little spat of winter here. Kendall Warren's in with us here this morning as we get going. He'd like to tell us a little bit today about W&S Appliance. Kendall, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. Got 3 used front load washers, all in good working condition. 17 cubic foot all refrigerator. Got 2 used refrigerators with, top freezers, both of them like new. Use 9 cubic foot chest freezer, works good. Use side-by-side refrigerator, have one of those. 1 40-gallon direct vent LP gas water heater in good working condition. Got 1 used refrigerator with bottom freezer, 2 used gas ranges, both of them in very good condition. 4 used electric ranges. Got 2 over-the-range microwave hood combinations, 1 demo model, 1 with some slight damage. 3 used automatic washers. Got lots of new freezers, chest and upright, sizes from 5 through and including 25 cubic foot, and most of them in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Water heaters, gas, and electric, we deliver, install, haul that old heater away, and take care of the service after the sale. Dishwashers, convertible, portable, and built-in, KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, LG, and Amana. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. One other note here, too. It's not weather-related, but it might affect your travel here for a little bit this morning. There is a blockage along Interstate 80 here in Cass County this morning. That's the westbound right lane is blocked about 4 miles east of Walnut, just into Cass County. So if you're out traveling in that area, you'll see some activity. There was a semi trailer that caught fire this morning along the interstate. Just the westbound right lane is blocked for right now. Traffic can still get through that area. However, it's down to 1 lane in that area, and you will see emergency personnel still working in that area. If you're traveling through there here in the next few minutes to, I don't know, whatever it takes them to get it done, but so be aware of those issues this morning if you're out traveling. Just might slow things down just a little bit, depending upon how heavy traffic is with just the 1 lane open there. You know, you've probably been hearing, if you've been paying any attention, hearing and reading and seeing a lot about the blue zones here in Iowa. I don't know how familiar you are with that, but there's a lot of different ways that you can go out there and find out more information about that. We've visited a few times on the air with some of the folks involved in that effort. There are folks around the area in several different communities, Atlantic and Audubon and Harlan, Red Oak, some of the different areas around Woodbine, some of the areas around here in this area, who are trying to get their communities chosen to be some of the pilot cities for the Blue Zones effort here in Iowa. And in fact, if you go on our website, just go to the front page of our website. We have a little link there where it says that you can click on that link to help out the Blue Zones effort. That's a place where you can go to sign up to pledge your support for the Blue Zones effort for your community. It doesn't matter where you live. Anybody can click on that link. It'll take you to that sign-up page. It's a very quick little registration thing, just showing that you're supporting the local effort, and it does help in the application process. They recently narrowed down some of the larger communities in Iowa, some of the finalists, but the smaller communities they found have different issues, different needs, different things to address. So that's going to continue for probably about another month or so in trying to collect different things where they might be able to get themselves over the top and selected as one of the pilot areas. Well, went and took a look around the Blue Zone's website the other day just to kind of see a little bit more about what some of those things were about. And they do have a lot of interesting information. You know, especially this time of the year, you know, we've gotten through the holidays now, and a lot of folks are looking forward to summertime. And you know what we do in summertime? We wear less clothing. We wear clothing that isn't, well, it's more, a little more revealing. It doesn't hide quite as much. And some of the things we try to hide are some of the things we may have collected over the winter months. A couple extra pounds here and there, perhaps. You know how it goes over the winter months. We tend to eat a little bit more. We're a little more sedentary. We don't get as much activity. So, therefore, we tend to sometimes pack on a few extra pounds. Well, the horror strikes when you realize that you're not going to be wearing those long sleeve shirts or those heavy bulky sweaters or jackets and things come summertime. So what you see is what you get. And a lot of folks start to think about maybe shedding a few pounds, looking at some different things. There are a lot of different weight loss options out there. Some are good, some not so much. In large measure, a lot of them are what you make of them. But sometimes it's kind of difficult to do things like just getting started. And I was looking at some of the different options that they have. And some of those tips and things they have on the Blue Zone's website include things like getting started. I mean, how do you even get started with losing weight? I mean, it seems like everybody tries at one time or another, and everybody's got their ideas. And maybe we've read a book or seen a TV show or an infomercial or seen something online and maybe decided to try something. Like I say, that good, the bad, whatever. It's what you make of it. And there are some simple, basic things to trying to kind of keep things in line. You know, you need to cut down some of the intake of the types of foods that you're eating and the amount of calories you take in, but you also have to increase your activity. You burn more calories than you take in, you lose weight. It's not really difficult to figure out, but it's difficult to do that sometimes. And getting started sometimes can be the difficult part. Well, I noticed they have a part in there where it kind of lists five different steps to how you can get yourself set. We sometimes determine we want to lose that weight or we want to do something to tone up a little bit, but we really don't know how to get started and how to really put a plan together. Well, this is kind of the way. So you can kind of take a look at some of those ideas that they can give you. And then whether you're losing weight or perhaps maybe preventing weight gain. You know, sometimes we balloon up and down a little bit and we decide we want to lose weight once in a while. But then there are also chances, you know, people go on a little bit of a weight loss plan. They maybe lose 10 or 20 pounds. And then a few months later, all of a sudden, they realize they've gained back maybe 5 or 10 or maybe all of it. Well, how do you prevent the weight gain, too? I mean, that's the other issue, is kind of maintaining. And they do have a little section there to look at that give you some tips about how to prevent some of those things, too. But, you know, one of the some of the simple things that they do list in there, too, on the Blue Zone's website would be some tips like following the 80% rule. And that just simply means that, you know, have a strategy to maintain your healthy weight and stop eating when you're 80% full. Now, if you're like me, I grew up here in Iowa, you know, we're meat and potatoes people. And both of my grandmothers were very proud of the food that they put on the table. And they both were very honored when you had to loosen that belt up to get that last couple of bites in. And that's just kind of the way we were brought up. That's great when you're young and your metabolism runs at 1,000 miles per hour. But when you start to get a little bit older, it's tough to eat like you were 18 again. And it doesn't work quite as well. So, you know, walk away from some of that. You know, you don't necessarily have to finish everything that's in the pot. There are these things called leftovers, and they're okay once in a while. So put some of that in a container and throw it in the fridge for another day. And they list the top five tips to better eating as well. You know, some people gain weight just by stuffing themselves too full, but a lot of us gain about 10 pounds every 10 years just by eating just a little too much every day without even really thinking about it. So there are ways you can cut back on calories and eat a little bit smarter. One of those is to downsize your dinnerware. If you just buy smaller plates and smaller glasses, you can actually cause a little bit of weight gain. Maybe use 10-inch plates and tall, narrow glasses so you consume a little bit less without even really thinking about it. You're just putting smaller portions on your plate. Another tip is to Enjoy some soups. Soups are oftentimes have fiber-rich vegetables, and they leave you feeling full and satisfied, and they can boost your health and weight loss efforts that way, too. And also, snack on nuts. A handful of nuts can give you a dose of vitamins, minerals, and heart-healthy fats, and studies have shown that eating nuts may reduce your risk of heart disease and also can increase your lifespan as well. Another way to help out a better eating tip is to eat an early light dinner. By eating a light dinner earlier in the evening, you'll give your body plenty of time to digest the food before bed. Now, this practice not only promotes better sleep, but can even lower your body mass index a bit as well. Sometimes we just get busy and don't get home till 7 or 8 o'clock at night, and that's when we decide to sit down and start making dinner. By the time you eat and then you're going to bed, I think we all realize that it's not necessarily the best idea to go to bed on a full stomach. And for some folks, it might keep you up all night, too, a little indigestion and things if you get after it too late. Another tip is to slow down and just be mindful of your food. It's not necessary always to eat on the run or to eat in front of the computer or the TV. Sit down at a table. Have a discussion. Have a conversation with the family. Enjoy your food. You'll learn to savor the meal a little bit and become more aware of what you're consuming, and that way you eat a little bit less, too. And then there are also some smart snacking strategies. Let's face it, as much as we tell ourselves that we're not going to, we're going to snack. It just happens. You can satisfy your hunger. You can give yourself a little energy boost by snacking, but it's portion control and what you're eating. Maybe you want to dip some high-fiber veggies in some low-fat or non-fat ranch dressing, or maybe make some sort of a smoothie with some of your favorite foods. Celery sticks, maybe with a little bit of peanut butter and some raisins or something to help make it a little healthier. Peel a banana. A peeled banana dipped in low-fat or non-fat yogurt and then rolled in crushed cereal or granola for a little bit of a snack when it's frozen. And you can top low-fat or non-fat yogurt with a little bit of granola or berries or something like that. So lots of different ways that you can do that. And also drink water. If you're drinking water, well, you're keeping your belly full, and that way you're not craving all those other things too. You might be craving them, but you won't have room for it. So some smart, healthy tips. Check out the Blue Zones website, though. I encourage you to check that out and look around a little bit. There are a lot of nice, healthy tips in there. There's no one way to go out and find that magic potion to be able to lose all that weight that you think you may want to lose. It's a lot of discipline in large measure. Whatever tips or whatever direction you decide to go, it's discipline. Chris, I know you tried it recently, and it's not the easiest thing in the world.
No, it isn't. And and just like anything else, like medications, for example, different strategies work better for different people. So it's not one set plan that you see, I got to do this. Try different things if one doesn't work for you.
I'm working on it right now, trying to lose a few pounds, and we're working on a plan too, and it's not the easiest thing to start with. But you know what? After a while, if you just give it time, apples and bananas, things, they're not that bad.
No, they're actually pretty good.
we get used to eating so many of the heavy, greasy, oily things and stuff. And if you just try a few of the other things, you know what? You're going to find that you're probably going to like them again. So try that stuff out and check out that website, though, too. And when you do, sign up for the local Blue Zones effort for your community, too. I know they'll appreciate it because it does help in the application process. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren. He'd like to tell us a little bit more this morning about W&S Suppliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got gas and electric ranges by Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Demana, Maytag, and Frigidaire. Full line of freestanding model on display, a full line of built-in cooking appliances are available in special order. Still have a closeout on two slide-in gas ranges at the W&S, and of course they are available at below wholesale cost. Lots of refrigerators in stock, over 60 by Whirlpool, Amana, Maytag, KitchenAid, and LG, and the state. Got a good selection of models with top freezers, bottom freezers, French door bottom freezers, and side-by-sides. Water softeners by Luxury, an Iowa company. Bring us a small sample of water. We'll test it for hardness so we can help you properly size your new Luxury water softener from W&S Appliance. Holland Gas Grills, no flare-up, and a lifetime burner warranty in stock. It's Thursday, the pot's on, and I'll be there till 8 this evening. Jim?
All right. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Hey, again, watch out for that area over on Interstate 80, the westbound right lane that's about 4 miles east of Walnut, just in Cass County, has been blocked this morning because of a semi-fire. And also, keep an eye on the sky. Keep it tuned here to KJAN2. The weather is expected to change as the day goes along, and we'll keep in touch with the weather. You just keep in touch with us. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate you coming in this morning. You go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.